Chapter 44. Rolling direct from the shores of North America, has in fact eaten a chasm into the middle of a hill, and the giant, embayed and unobtrusive, stands in the rear of pygmy supporters. Not least singularly, neither hill, chasm, nor precipice has a name. On this account I will call the precipice the cliff without a name. See preface. What gave an added terror to its height was its blackness. And upon this dark face the beating of 10,000 west winds had formed a kind of bloom, which had a visual effect not unlike that of a Hambro grape. Moreover, it seemed to float off into the atmosphere, and inspire terror through the lungs. This piece of quartz, supporting my feet, is on the very nose of the cliff, apostrophe said Knight, breaking the silence after his rigid stoical meditation. Now what you are to do is this. Clamber up my body till your feet are on my shoulders. When you are there you will, I think, be able to climb onto level ground. Apostrophe apostrophe, what will you do? Apostrophe apostrophe, wait, whilst you run for assistance. Apostrophe apostrophe, I ought to have done that in the first place, ought I not? Apostrophe apostrophe, I was in the act of slipping, and should have reached no standpoint without your weight, in all probability. But don't let us talk. Be brave, Elfride, and climb. Apostrophe, she prepared to ascend, saying, this is the moment I anticipated when on the tower. I thought it would come. Apostrophe, this is not a time for superstition, apostrophe said Knight. Dismiss all that. Apostrophe apostrophe, I will, apostrophe she said humbly. Now put your foot into my hand. Next the other. That's good, well done. Hold to my shoulder. Apostrophe, she placed her feet upon the stirrup he made of his hand, and was high enough to get a view of the natural surface of the hill over the bank. Can you now climb onto level ground? Apostrophe apostrophe, I am afraid not. I will try. Apostrophe, what can you see? Apostrophe apostrophe, the sloping common. Apostrophe apostrophe, what upon it? Apostrophe apostrophe, purple heather and some grass. Apostrophe apostrophe, nothing more, no man, or human being of any kind. Apostrophe apostrophe, nobody. Apostrophe apostrophe, now try to get higher in this way. You see that tuft of sea pink above you. Get that well into your hand, but don't trust to it entirely. Then step upon my shoulder, and I think you will reach the top. Apostrophe apostrophe, with trembling limbs she did exactly as he told her. The preternatural quiet and solemnity of his manner overspread upon herself, and gave her a courage not her own. She made a spring from the top of his shoulder, and was up. Then she turned to look at him. By an ill fate, the force downwards of her bound, added to his own weight, had been too much for the block of quartz upon which his feet depended. It was, indeed, originally an igneous protrusion into the enormous masses of black strata, which had since been worn away from the sides of the alien fragment by centuries of frost and rain, and now left it without much support. It moved. Knight seized a tuft of sea pink with each hand. The quartz rock which had been his salvation was worse than useless now. It rolled over, out of sight, and away into the same nether sky that had engulfed the telescope. One of the tufts by which he held came out at the root, and Knight began to follow the quartz. It was a terrible moment. Elfride uttered a low wild wail of agony, bowed her head, and covered her face with her hands. Between the turf-covered slope and the gigantic perpendicular rock intervened a weather-worn series of jagged edges, forming a face yet steeper than the former slope. As he slowly slid inch by inch upon these, Knight made a last desperate dash at the lowest tuft of vegetation, the last outlying knot of starved herbageer. The rock appeared in all its bareness. It arrested his further descent. Knight was now literally suspended by his arms. But the incline of the brow, being what engineers would call about a quarter in one, it was sufficient to relieve his arms of a portion of his weight, but was very far from offering an adequately flat face to support him. In spite of this dreadful tension of body and mind, Knight found time for a moment of thankfulness. Elfride was safe. She lay on her side above him, her fingers clasped. Seeing him again steady, she jumped upon her feet. "Now, if I can only save you by running for help!" " she cried. "Oh, I would have died instead. Why did you try so hard to deliver me?" And she turned away wildly to run for assistance. "Elfride, how long will it take you to run to Indelsto and back?" "3/4 of an hour." "That won't do. My hands will not hold out 10 minutes. And is there nobody near?" "No, unless a chance passer may happen to be." "He would have nothing with him that could save me. Is there a polar stick of any kind on the common?" She gazed around. The common was bare of everything but heather and grass. A minute, perhaps more, time was passed in mute thought by both. On a sudden, the blank and helpless agony left her face. She vanished over the bank from his sight. Knight felt himself in the presence of a personalized loneliness. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.